Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, the other day I sort of accidentally overheard two ladies talking over the back fence. One of them sounded very indignant.
Look here, Mrs. Murphy, are you trying to say I don't know how to wash clothes? All I said was, imagine washing dirty overalls and rayon slips with the same granulated soap. But, Mrs. Murphy, I use new dyes. It's a new kind of granulated soap, and it's wonderful.
Oh, really?
Yes, you see, dyes give all three kinds of wash. Work soap, towels, right down to your rayons, and make a colored washable.
So, glory be, one soap for everything on wash day.
And what if I took the thing as possible?
Well, I guess Procter and Gamble did when they made this new dye.
But take a look at that washer just hung out. See those rayon slips?
Sure, and they do look grand and bright.
Thanks to dyes. And look at those work soaps, washed with the same new dyes. See how nice and clean they are?
Yes, I see, but what else did you have to scrub high?
No, I didn't. And no soap I ever used gets so clean easier than you does.
And when you listen to that, now,
and best of all, look at those snowy white towels and sheets.
You're in there as white as the driven snow.
Aren't they, though? Honestly, I've never seen whiter horses than I get with dyes.
Yes, that's what a lot of ladies say about dyes. They've never seen whiter horses. In fact, dyes get clothes whiter, far whiter, than any number of other soaps. But remember, dyes does all three kinds of wash. Towels, work clothes, the pretty rayon undies. Honestly, once you try dyes, you'll see it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just follow the dyes line to your store today and look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Dyes. Then, next wash day, let dyes do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the train bearing Oriane, Dr. Sater, and Sammy to New York has brought curious passengers and curious situations to the big city. But the most curious it ever carried was the conversation between Kirk and Oriane. They love each other, but each has been trying to teach the other a lesson in the deportment of love. And when we last saw them, Oriane hadn't said yes to Kirk's offer of marriage. Meanwhile, Molly considers the whole affair settled, and she's making elaborate preparations for a wedding.
Hello? Hello, Central? I want a butcher, please, if you will. Please, don't look quickly, check me off. How many people did I invite to the wedding? Check me off. Okay, fine. Hello? Hello? Hello, Mr. May? This is Mrs. Goldberg on the wire. Yes. Mr. May, I need a very lengthy order, so you better take a pencil and jot. Yes, for the wedding. you know Dr. Cater. Well, Chris has come. And that beautiful woman that told you about her little boy?
Yeah.
No, she didn't go. Well, I mean, she did, but she'll be back on the train that's coming in from New York. You see, they took the train they were supposed to get off on Lashenberry, but something was a mishap, so they went to Clovisville. And from Clovisville is directly expressly to New York. So they had to go all the way to New York, and in between the trains is 2 hours. Now they're coming back on the train. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate you, Well, Mr. Mays, I have to be delivered today, not later.
Yeah, well, the sooner the better.
Yeah. Well, if you could get me 2 beautiful cookies.
Yeah.
Well, would you say for 28 people 2 beautiful cookies?
I get 3 now.
Well, maybe 3 not so beautiful. I mean, not so big.
Very well. Very well. Thank you. Do you think you and Mrs. May would like to come over and take a snack with us?
Well, that will make 30 now.
Well, make it 3 places then.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, let me see now what the kind of wedding.
Well, Martha will report that I wanted you to tell him that. If there's anything that she can do.
Martha will report? So she's right next door, she couldn't run over. Or I could call her on the other side. She'll call her.
Let me see now, the cookies I can make myself.
Hello? I want Martha
to tell you. If I knew earlier, I would have made and made, squiggle and everything.
Hello, Martha? Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you have to bake anyway.
But we'll be back on the first train to New York.
If she makes 2 more, okay, you got to be plenty.
Yes.
Two little cookies and a little cake.
Wait, my mother wants to talk to you.
Wait, my hands are full of flour. Wait.
Oh, I don't think two will be enough. How many people do you get out of two? You don't get
so much out of two.
Hello? Hello, Martha?
This is something to do, huh? I'm making cookies.
Yeah, well, I was thinking originally, yeah, I thought maybe two more cakes would be wonderful. But now we can be making sure, maybe you can make three. Yeah? All right. And maybe you bring me over later some extra plates and a little cutlery. Yeah. That's all I need. Not too much, but plenty. Wouldn't be the same if I mix them up. Yeah. All right. I'm making cookies now. All right. All my appreciation. There's 2 hours between the train. They have to wait off in New York 2 hours before the train comes back. Yes. All right, dear. All my appreciation. Goodbye. Oh, goodness, Mrs. Skinner. There'll be no more telephones, please, because I wouldn't be able to make my coffee.
Yeah, well, I'll make the cookies now, and you can do something else.
And don't let me see now. I'll just get everything ready. And you can cut out the cookies and put them in the pan.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Rosalie, let me see what's such to do. In the meantime, Rosalie, lay me out my black satin.
Maybe it wouldn't fit me anymore.
How good is it now? I'm hanging the cup in the same closet.
Oh,
that's fine. Okay.
Maybe they want Mr. Goldberg.
I'll hang, thank you.
Give me.
And Mrs. Davis party to party.
Who is the other party?
Hello? Hello, family? Is that you, family?
Okay, Sammy, let me.
Mama talking. Do you want Papa?
I'm here.
He wants Mama. Hello? Yes. Talk loud. Your voice is very cloudy.
Ask the operator for clear connection.
Go ahead. Wait, let me, please. You're clicking the air already. Hello, operator. I was talking to...
Hello, who?
Sammy David Lastonbury.
New York, not Lastonbury.
Hello, New York.
He was calling from New York.
Well, maybe we have to leave the phone and make the call.
You know that me at that phone?
Wait, I'm talking, please. I can't listen to both of you. Hello, operator. Operator, return my phone to me. Yes.
Well, why should I hang you? Trying to kill a young man. Come on, let me see. Let me call here. Let me call. Martha? Don't prepare anything. There won't be any wedding. Oh, Lorianne and Christmas have called again. Sammy called to say there won't be any wedding in Lastonbury. And what does this mean for the three beautiful churches, the pretty guests, the preparation, and Molly's hope for a happy wedding? Don't look now, but are you still using an old-fashioned halfway soap for your dishes? You are if it's a bar soap, because it doesn't have real speed. Or if it's a tough granulated soap, it's short on kindness to your hands. Well, if you've been struggling with such halfway soaps in your dish pan, then new Dove will be welcome you. You see, Dove is that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. Say, Dove has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness to your hands. Notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, it's far kinder to your hands than any leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, Dove can't be beat by any soap made for speedy dishwashers. Why touch even tough grease without any hard scouring? You can see the difference in Dove right in the tub. So, try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Burke. Next time, we find out what happened on that fatal train ride. This is James Fleming wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.